music fans, that's not an obscure old U2 track you're hearing. It's the band Rock Kills Kid, based in Los Angeles. Their new debut album is Are You Nervous? NPR's Rob Sachs went to visit the band at their former Culver City practice studio. And the sky will
fall. Both lead singer Jeff Tucker and bassist Sean Daly admit their music has overtones of the 1980s. But Jeff takes offense when his songs are called one-dimensional.
I think every song has its own influence. You know what I mean? I don't think we sound like one band through the whole record.
And rock critics agree. Music magazines Rolling Stone, Spin, and Blender have all praised the versatility of the band's first full-length album. Jeff credits that to his unique creative process, perfected in a cramped, rented-out practice studio. Standing outside of the space, he and Sean reminisced about the album's beginnings 2.5 years ago.
First of all, I'd wake up in the morning. No, actually, not in the morning.
Dude, he didn't wake up in the morning.
I'd wake up at, like, maybe 5 or 6 at night because my schedule was all messed up because there's no windows on the studio. And then I'd get up. I'd be tired, and there's a 7-Eleven down the street, and I'd get 64 ounces of Diet Coke, and that'd keep me up till about 8 in the morning or something. So in between that time, I would just write and then go outside and smoke. They had like a hot plate, a TV, a DVD player. I wasn't even supposed to be in that, like living there. I'd have to clean myself once in a while. So there's no shower here, so I'd use baby wipes. And they work.
Jeff's ability to live this near-homeless lifestyle probably came from his upbringing. Growing up in Southern California, his family moved around a lot. He didn't make many friends. He and his father drifted apart after Jeff gave up a star high school basketball career for his music. Later, he struggled through a series of low-wage jobs and gave up on college. This past may explain why his songwriting is consumed with the theme of isolation. Because you say
if I try to write like a story, the song is bad. It's just the way it is with me. So what I do is I piece together lyrics or just like pieces of poetry that I like, and I find kind of a common theme for each line. So there's no real specific message in anything. It's just people hear what they want to hear and take what they want to take from it.
Jeff Tucker has moved on from those marathon nights in Culver City. He and his band, Rock Kills Kid, now has the backing of a major label, with proper studios and all. The band is on a heavy touring schedule with lots of national exposure. That's a challenge for Jeff, who got quite comfortable living as a hermit. He's finding his way into a new role.
I don't think I've come around full circle, but I'm definitely heading around the circle, you know? Like, I'm growing into maybe, possibly a leader.
Rob Sachs, NPR News. And your name.